This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about an event that's going to be coming up on Wednesday, October 1st. It's called University Showcase, and it's going to be in Hudson. But first, before we do, I'd like to welcome in our guest here to the program, Michael Beard, who is the Director of Educational Outreach at Hudson Schools. And Michael, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having us here. I'm excited.
Well, it's going to be interesting to find out what we're going to be talking about as well. And I also would like to introduce everyone to Veronica Tinkey, who is a 10th grader at Hudson Schools. And Veronica, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here with us as well. This is called University Showcase. That's going to be coming up. Kind of talk to us, Mike, about what this is and how this all came about.
Sure. Yeah. We'll talk more in a little bit about a program that we've started in Hudson called Rising Scholars, but in my work to help support students in their future plans with Rising Scholars, I was doing some research on different college fairs in the area, and I stumbled upon one at the University of Toledo actually last spring, and attended it with my son, who's he's a senior now at Northview in Sylvania, and attended the fair, and there were lots of schools and representatives there, and looked like a typical college fair, and I just thought, this is great that these representatives are here, but if I were a kid, I think this is kind of boring and awful and torturous, and some of the kids who really are ambitious and have a lot of plans for their future, they're excited and they're running to the tables and they're wanting to talk to the reps. But a lot of the kids were kind of being dragged around by parents and, kind of pushed up towards tables. And I thought there's got to be a better way to do this, a more effective way to do this and get kids excited about planning for their future. So I came back to my superintendent, Dr. Osborne, who's super supportive of a lot of our ideas and, the things we come up with in Hudson. And he said, yeah, if that's something you think we can do here in Hudson, that'd be great. And so that's how the idea was born in terms of inviting schools to come to Hudson, which is a rural community. And we just, a lot of the students in Hudson and surrounding areas don't have easy access to college representatives. A lot of times these college reps come through the Detroit area and Ann Arbor area, but they don't usually make it quite so far into that part of Lenawee County. So I thought, I need to do something to change that. And then talking to college advisors, they're excited about that opportunity to come to rural communities because it's considered a minority group on college campuses. Mm-hmm. I got to jazz it up a little bit though too. I got to make it the place to be, a cool thing to go to, something that kids aren't embarrassed to go to. So that's why we're going to have Above Pete's Garage, who's based here in Adrian. He's got a lineup of about 7 artists who are, basically professional level singers that are students and recent graduates who will be performing that night. And then we've got a variety of local food trucks, from barbecue to burgers to Kona ice and those kinds of things, and then lots of prizes just to make it a little bit more of a fun environment. So hopefully kids can come out and learn about, get to meet with college reps and find out what requirements those schools have and talk about the programs and the things they're interested in, and also come out and just have some fun with their family while they're doing all that.
So basically, Mike, this is for students from what grade to what grade?
I mean, really, any grade. I'd say, I'm sitting here with Veronica, right? If Veronica had been a 6th grader with the passion she has, I'd say I would not want to turn her away as a 5th or 6th grader. But really, right, the planning phase for most kids starts, sophomore to junior year.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say an 8th grader, 9th grader, it wouldn't hurt, especially if this is their first time thinking about college and talking about that, especially if like that's maybe an unfamiliar topic to the family as a whole. It might be a good idea just kind of start that conversation. But definitely juniors, I would think, or junior students in the communities, and would be make a lot of sense for them to come so that they're planning. And seniors, unfortunately, those seniors who are hearing this or family members of seniors, they should be applying now. So so it'd be a little, I don't say too late, but definitely getting to that point for those kids. So,
yeah, exactly. Well, let's bring in Veronica into the conversation here. Being a 10th grader, what are you looking forward to with this event that's coming up, Veronica?
Well, I'm excited to talk to the colleges and see what they expect from students and see what they are looking for in students. I'm excited to hear the college's perspective on getting students to come in, how they want students to apply, all of that. And I'm excited to see their point of view, and I'm excited to be exposed to all these different colleges. I think there's 50-plus colleges? Yeah, 50-plus colleges is going to be there, and I am excited for that, to see so many different colleges from so many different areas.
Yeah. Do you have something in mind that you want to do once you graduate from high school to pursue then, Veronica?
Yeah, I would like to go into the Navy, and I hope to go to the Naval Academy. So I am really looking for any, academic advice I can get and any help I can get to help my chances of doing so. And at the showcase, I'm excited because I believe some military schools will be there. So I am excited to get some experience with the military schools and meet some of them and hear what it's like, even if it's not directly the Naval Academy.
Well, that's one thing I'm glad she brought up, and the fact that that's what she's interested in, Mike, because of the fact that when we think of things like this, a university showcase, we not necessarily think of the military academy. So you're going to have them there as well.
Yes. So invited the 5 military academies for our country there. They aren't all attending, but the Air Force Academy will be there. We had the Coast Guard Academy was going to come. I think they were just a recent withdrawal, though. And then the other three, it just didn't work out with their schedules this time. But I'm optimistic for future university showcase events that they've all shown interest in and want to work with me better to make it work out for their future travel plans, next fall or what have you. But the Army and the Marines, so not the academies, but just them as military entities will have recruiters there as well, though.
Okay.
So the idea is, in Hudson, our motto is your path, our mission. And so really it's trying to just help kids with whatever it is they want to do, right? Figure out how to get there. For me specifically in my role, working with these students who are rising scholars, these are kids who are, at least at this point right now, right, pursuing programs, degrees, universities that are highly selective. So that's 20% or less in terms of acceptance rate, and trying to help them stack their transcript or resume, if you will, academic resume, to have the best opportunities to be accepted. Again, not a guarantee, right? And
well,
we make
sure
that very clear. I can't guarantee anything. I don't have those kind of connections or any, I don't want to get in any trouble like that. But like Veronica and I have been talking, right? We want to make sure when she goes to apply to the Naval Academy that we've done just about everything in our power to make sure she's, seen it all, done it all, everything she can, and then hopefully, it all goes the way we're hoping for her. So that's what this is about. So, the military academies are definitely, tough programs to get into. So part of my role is to help coach kids on what those steps are they need to go through to have a shot.
Before I forget, I was going to want to ask Veronica, is this the first time in your family that someone's going to be going to college, or have you had siblings as well?
My older brother is 18 and currently goes to Adrian College. I know my father has a degree, I believe, from Siena Heights, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I know my other older brother, who is 17 currently, I believe he has plans to also go to college.
Okay. So you can have an idea, from their experiences, what to expect. But Mike, I think for someone who might be the first time in their family going to college that is from this area, this would be an ideal thing to be able to attend.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, right. Educator. So my previous role had been the 5 through 12 principal in Hudson, and I had been a principal in Columbus area for a number of years and then an educator over in Oakland County. So just as an educator and working with kids all these years the way that I have and their families, what I'm passionate about is just helping people know what's out there, know what the opportunities are, and to gain experiences. And so, again, the University Showcase, this is a big part of that, is just bringing, organizing and bringing these different universities and programs to one location to try to make it as convenient and as accessible as possible to, again, not just Hudson. Hopefully everyone understands listening to this. This is for the whole region. This is not – we've intentionally made sure that it doesn't say Hudson all over it because we don't want kids from – I won't start naming the communities, right? But all the different communities thinking like, oh, that's for just those Hudson kids. Like, no, this is for – everybody. And we've been advertising it outside of even Lenawee County. So it's Hillsdale. It's south of the border just into Ohio.
Right.
So it's any kid who has not previously had opportunities to have these kinds of conversations, gain the access to the materials, ask the questions face-to-face with somebody. You know, we live obviously in a point in time when you can Google almost anything, right? But it's a lot different, like Veronica's saying, to have somebody right there and hear directly from them, like they're experiences on that campus and what advice they'd have for these students. And I think, for a family who college is a scary thing, it's a big expense, it's a big burden, there's a lot of unknowns. Hopefully this can help start, you know, demystifying some of that, start just taking some of that stress and pressure off of families because also, right, you know, as an educator, this isn't for everybody. Like, not everyone needs to go to college.
Right.
I want that to be very clear, too.
Right.
This isn't us or me saying everyone should go to this. I mean, there are a lot of things you should and could be doing that don't require college. But definitely there are some career paths that kids are interested in that will require, you know, a two-year, four-year degree or beyond. So this is really meant for those families who – you know, are having those kinds of conversations in their homes and could use a little bit more support and help.
Well, even if to the point to where the student goes and applies to the college and finds that maybe the first 2 years is good, but then they want to divert to something else or to go to someplace else, this is a great start to have that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I see that this is hosted by the Rising Scholars. Tell me what... Who is that? Who's the Rising Scholars, Mike?
Yeah, it's a fun question because as I've talked about this with the families like Veronica's, people say, well, what was this modeled after? It was not modeled after anything specifically. It's a combination of a lot of different things in the research and putting it together. So Rising Scholars is a program or a service that Hudson Area Schools provides to the students who apply and are accepted. Like, again, that's what Veronica Tinkey is here as, a Rising Scholar. But it's basically, I'm like a coach for kids academically. So I'm there to help make sure that they stay on task with their assignments. And Veronica's a great example. She doesn't need me to remind her to turn in assignments and to study for her tests. But really the mental load that these students take on because they have such high expectations of themselves and push themselves so much, I have to remind them that they're kids and remind them to enjoy life and to not, you know, take on unnecessary burdens. Yes, it's good to push and want the A and want 100%, but so many of our kids in our communities, they go so far that way that it can be very detrimental. So
part
of my job is to make sure that stays balanced and stays healthy and is good and that I'm checking in with them to make sure that they're everything's manageable. And then to, like I said earlier, really beef up that academic resume, if you will. So make sure that they're involved in the right kinds of things. Make sure that they're, you know, when they have idle time, that they're, finding things to fill the idle time with, again, that would be meaningful and impactful to what it is they want to do in their future. So Rising and then experiences. So in working with students, again, as much as I have, a lot of our students don't get out too far to see different things just for a variety of reasons, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Nobody's fault.
Right.
It's just the way it is. So part of my job is to, again, help them gain access to those experiences, whether right now in Hudson we're talking about maybe doing like a little college road trip where we'd go into the Chicago area to see schools like the University of Chicago and Northwestern, hit Notre Dame and University of Illinois along the way. And those are campuses and areas of our country that some of our students haven't seen.
Yeah.
And before they just apply to go to like something like the Naval Academy, it might be nice to, you know, get out of Hudson or get out of Lenawee County and see, you know, that's pretty far, right,
yeah,
away.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that something where we're ready for. And again, part of my job is to help coach them to be ready for that, to gain those independent skills, the organizational skills, those, you know, again, social habits that a lot of times, you know, college students think they're ready for it, and then they just aren't.
This is a good way to be able to get that, you know, that knowledge. And I'm sure that's what you're looking for too, right, Veronica?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really excited to be part of Rising Scholars because just having that support to, like, give me a little extra confidence in my journey to through high school and hopefully into the Naval Academy. It just, it was very helpful to me to know that there was somebody that I could talk to ask for information from and have two people, like, researching and figuring things out, like me and Mr. Beard both researching and figuring things out.
Yeah, absolutely. This sounds really like a, such a great idea. Mike, when is this going to be and where?
The University Showcase?
Yes.
Yes, sorry. The University Showcase is, again, it's coming up in just 2 weeks from today, actually, Wednesday, October 1st. It's out at our what we call CSI, which is one of the buildings in the district, but it's at 550 East Main Street. And it's the representatives will be inside there, but again, there'll be music outside, there'll be food trucks outside. The parking's free, the whole event's free. I really do strongly encourage the whole community, just come at least check it out, even if you just come and grab a bite to eat, you know, and just stay 15, 20 minutes, whatever. That'd be great. We'd love to have everybody out. And hopefully, you know, if it's a success, it's something we can replicate and continue to do for again, the county, the region, and just the kids, because, you know, we just believe that it can help a lot of these kids get going on their
path.
Absolutely,
yeah. Wednesday, October the 1st, 6 until 8 p.m. at SMCSI.
That's why I let you do it. I avoided it, and I say it all the time.
On East Main Street in Hudson. It's just right there before you get into Hudson, as you're going into Hudson. And this really sounds like a great thing. I want to say much success to you, Veronica, and
you.
In the future. And hopefully you're going to get a lot of information out of this.
Thank you. I'm very excited for it.
Thanks for being with us. Mike Beard, thank you as well. Really appreciate you coming on the program and telling us about it.
Yeah, thank you so much for the time and the opportunity today. Appreciate it.
My guests have been Veronica Tinkey, who's a 10th grader at Hudson Schools, and Mike Beard, who is the Director of Educational Outreach at Hudson Schools as well. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.